In September, Deshaun Watson gave his first NFL game check to three women he barely knew.
Hey, how are y'all? For what y'all do for us every day.
I gave it to three ladies that work in the cafeteria. They lost their home in Hurricane Harvey.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you very
no
much.
Problem.
They were just shocked. They just started crying. They were very thankful for it, and I just told them, no, thank you. Y'all deserve it, and any way I can help.
No problem. No problem. Thank you.
What is it about a young man that compels him to give back like this? It makes sense if you know where he came from, and the community of family members, neighbors, and total strangers who helped him along the way.
Your story, it seems to me, is it takes a village. How do you look at all the people who helped you get to this moment in your life?
Like family. They have some part of me and my career and my story within them, and I couldn't do it by myself.
Gainesville, Georgia is located an hour northeast of Atlanta. Watson was born here and raised in a small apartment in government housing. 815 Harrison Square, Unit A4.
I want to say it was seven of us living there. So, it was just kind of tough. People sleeping on couches. That was back then where we had, you know, roaches in the house.
Drug sellings and stuff was in the neighborhood, and, you know, it just... Deanne wanted a better environment for the children.
Deanne Watson was a single mother raising Deshaun and his three siblings. She was dreaming of a new life when 9-year-old Deshaun returned from a church Halloween party.
Like parents always do, always check the kidney bag, make sure everything is straight. And my mom found this envelope card talking about, you know, Habitat for Humanity.
And that's when the work started, because she took that note and then she called them, and she had to go through the whole process.
Over the next 2 years, Deanne spent hundreds of hours volunteering for Habitat for Humanity, a nonprofit organization that builds homes and offers a path to ownership. When Deshaun was 11, Deanne's efforts paid off. The Watsons qualified for a home of their own.
November 21, 2006. What do you remember about that day?
That's the day we had got the keys to the home.
When Deanne came in, she could almost burst to tears. She was so happy.
Kind of have my own privacy, have my own space, own closet, and it just felt good.
The home came fully furnished, the work of NFL running back Warrick Dunn, who played 12 years with the Falcons and Bucks. Dunn's charity, which has partnered with Habitat for Humanity for 2 decades, also helped with Deanne's down payment.
See the shock on their face of when I gave them the keys and they walked through the house. That right there is a life-changing moment.
Do you recall anything about Deshaun, the 11-year-old, from the day you met him?
I just remember taking a picture, a little shy kid, and I'm looking down like, hey, how you doing? I'm Warrick Dunn.
It's just kind of like a exciting moment. This is a guy I played with on a video game.
Warrick Dunn wasn't the only stranger there that day. Harris Ginnelat was too. His father, Ned, played football at the same high school as Watson 52 years earlier and was a longtime Habitat volunteer. After Ned died of cancer in 2005, the Ginnelats helped build and pay for a home in his honor. The Watson's home.
We actually put the roof on this house. Deanne would bring the kids out. They would work, they would clean up, they would bring sandwiches and lunches for people that were volunteering. So we started to get connected to the family through their involvement.
The Watsons settled into their new home, creating memories over the next 5 years. Then, in Watson's sophomore year of high school, as he was establishing himself as a star football player, the family received devastating news.
It was just a weird vibe when I walked in the house, and you know, I was just like, Mom, what's wrong? And she just told me that, you know, she was diagnosed with tongue cancer.
I know it was hard on him. Because even when she called me, he was in his bedroom crying. It was hard on him.
It was tough. It made me grow up fast. You know, somebody got to help pay the bills.
Did you actually go get a job?
I did.
What did you do?
I started working with the Atlanta Falcons as a ball boy. And then my junior year, I was a tax assessor.
Deanne had surgery to remove her tongue. Her cancer has not returned, though it has robbed much of her ability to speak, which is why Aunt Sonia often speaks for her. Deanne is proud of her son's football success, a national title at Clemson.
The Houston Texans select Deshaun Watson,
12th pick in the NFL draft. But she thinks his best work has been off the field.
Right before Deshaun got here, we started working with Habitat as a team. He's been a great ambassador for that program, rolling his sleeves up with his teammates and helping build 5 or 6 houses while he was here at Clemson.
That's one of the things that we look for. What has a guy done in the past? He is special. I mean, he's a different kind of guy with respect to the kind of caring individual he is.
It's not an overstatement to say that Watson's rookie season was shaping up to be historic. He threw more touchdown passes in his first 7 games than any quarterback in NFL history.
A 5th touchdown pass tonight for Watson.
During a routine play in practice in early November, Watson tore his ACL, ending his season. Deanne has been a support system, often providing words of encouragement.
To my son, on your journey to recovery, remember it's a process. It takes a lot of
patience, one day at a time. You were never raised to be depressed, defeated, or feel unworthy. You were raised to be victorious in anything you do. Turn this setback into a major comeback. I hold you in your happiness within
my heart each and every day. Love, Mama.
You will never forget your past. You talk about it all the time. Why?
Those are the memories and moments that helped me get to where I'm at now and created the person I am today, so.
We brought somebody from your past here to say hello to you today. Here he comes.
What's up?
How you doing?
Man,
how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
How's the family?
The family's good, man. They're enjoying it. They're enjoying life. Mom's still at the crib.
Yeah, well, she didn't move here with you?
Nah, she don't want to leave the home. She don't want to leave the home, so
I think we're going to always be connected. We're going to have a bond. I would say that it lasts a lifetime.
Well, yeah.
I'm here if you ever need me, man.
Appreciate that. I'm glad, man. I appreciate you coming up.
The driveway's just as steep and just as long as I remember.
Yes.
That same week, Harris Ginelette returned to the Watson home for the first time in 11 years.
Good to see you again. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for letting me come by. Appreciate that.
I like to say from Deanne, she really appreciates you and thank you. I was down here that day.
I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember. It's hard to believe it's been 11 years since we were here.
Hello.
Time flies.
It's been a good 11 years.
It has been a good 11 years. It has been a great 11 years for sure.
For Deshaun Watson, his life and his success has taken a village. It has taken his mom working for a better family life. It has taken his Aunt Sonia there when Deanne fought cancer. It has taken the generosity of the Ginelette family. It has taken the moral compass of Warrick Dunn. It has taken the leadership of Dabo Swinney and so many others, from Gainesville to Clemson to Houston. And now the village has a new elder.
Football, it's a nice platform, but at the same time, it's not me. What is me is being able to inspire and give back and help others, like people gave after me.